listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. This program's on every 3 to 4 p.m. Every Monday. My name's Andy Resto. I'm the host. Thanks to Chris, as always, with Ports Unknown Show prior to this. It's a very special day on Friday. Marked the release date of the 32nd studio LP from the fall. And it's called New Facts Emerge. And it's really fantastic. I'll have some other commentary on the other side. We're just going to start the show this week with a track from that record called Full De Roll. Just gonna let this one play out, and then I will dive into it afterwards. You're listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. This is Full De Roll by The Fall from the new one, New Facts Emerge.
Drive!
There you have it. That was Fool to Roll by The Fall off of their new, brand new record called New Facts Emerge. Came out this last Friday. Physically coming out in North America this Friday, August 4th. But you can order copies online now. It came out in the UK on Cherry Red Records on the 28th of July. And it is, it's really great. Upon first listen, a bit wacky and, I don't know, ill-defined. Songs aren't very clearly defined in it. There are these long bits, and it almost seems as if there were no songs written, that they were just these jam sessions, kind of as if the band, the backing band, was told a form or a mode to play in. So play a metal song, play a rock riff, play a folk rockabilly song, and they would start doing that, and then Marky Smith would just kind of babble over top of it, and then you would just add these like total diversions within the songs. And after, it's been 3 days, that it's been out, I've gone through some ups and downs with it, and really I think it's probably their best record since 2010's Your Future I Clutter, which I consider that album to be a top five fall record of all time. So that's saying a lot, that it reminds me of that album. It's just a bit of a surprise and real, gives you a lift, has given me a lift over the last 4 days, that New Facts Emerge is a part of my life and a part of my existence, and that The Fall is as ever a renewed part of my existence. And it got me thinking about so this record, the backing band is the same band that has been around for a while now. So The Fall is, of course, known for cycling through members, hiring and firing kind of whoever he wants. But same lineup since 2008 now, which is the longest that there's ever been a stable lineup in The Fall. One member less on this album than usual. His wife, Alina, is not on this album. I also don't know if they're still married. I think that might be why she's not in the band anymore. Otherwise, it's the same people. And so I started to think back on this era, this now most extended era of The Fall, 2008 to 2017, last 10 years, last decade worth of The Fall and their records that they put out. And again, this might rank as the second best release if I were to do that outside of Your Future Our Clutter. But basically what I'm going to do here over the next, you know, for the first half or so of this show, which is called The Burrow, on every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm just going to go through a modern retrospective, or a retrospective of the modern Fall, which is going to go through a few albums, starting in 2008 with Imperial Wax Solvent, then 2010's Your Future Our Clutter, 2011's Ersatz GB, 2013's Remit. Then I'm going to include 2014's Remainder EP. So although that's not an LP, it's a really special release. I'm including it in here. And then also 2015's Sublingual Tablet, which was the last one that had come out before this year's New Facts Emerge. So I'm going to go through those records of this current edition of The Fall as a celebration of the new of the release of new facts emerge. So I'm going to start with Imperial Wax Solvent and the song Alton Towers, which is the opening track of this album. You're listening to The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Look very different, and I'm no longer anyway sublime. How to get out? How to stay still? The spawn of J-loaded brown. Thank you.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. It's also, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys,
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's work learn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
You are listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from Musqueam territories here at the University of British Columbia, in the middle of a modern fall retrospective. The new record, New Facts Emerge, by The Fall came out last Friday, and I'm going over the last decades worth of the band's material, seeing as it has surprisingly been the same lineup, the same contributors to the album for the last 10 years. So we're going through highlight cuts from each of these records. We started off the show with Fold to Roll, which is from the new one, New Facts Emerge, and then we jumped back to 2008's Imperial Wax Solvent and heard the opener Alton Towers. And the last one we heard before those messages was from 2010's Your Future Our Clutter. Truly a classic album. And that song is called Chino. Going to move on to 2011, Ersatz GB. Listen to a song called Laptop Dog. Highlight lyric of this song being the last line, no luck has he, Keith Richards follows him to his hotel stop. And then for the last minute of the song or so, Mark just decides to say nothing more than that. This is Laptop Dog from Ersatz GB by The Fall.
Stalk you, and it will alliterate and prolong. laptop ignorance.
Summer man made. The frost covers up what the sloth birds brought. The frost covers up what the summer bear failed on. Summer covers up what the sloth birds sickening you in its false notes and love that you secretly love. At the intersection, it colludes into the vacation that became your profession and dropped you in a job.
Is Amorator exclamation point from the Remainder EP. Came out in, I want to say 2014, by the fall. You're listening to The Burrow. This has been a modern incarnation of The Fall retrospective, which is now the last decade's worth of material, 2008 to 2017, celebrating the release of New Facts Emerge last Friday. Before Amorator was Kinder of Spine off of Remit, and the set opened with Laptop Dog from Ersatz GB. One more to go. We have already heard one from the new album, so we're just going to hear one after these messages from Sublingual Tablet, which came out in 2015, a song called Black Door, and that will wrap things up for our fall segment of this week's program. Then I'll come back and we'll get into some songs from some local groups that either have been on the show before, or I've interviewed and that there's been some bonding over the fall. That's what it's all going to be tied to. So this is, we're going to hear some messages and then we'll hear, Black Door by the Fall here on The Burrow. CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Situation.
Barney, there you have it. That was Black Door by The Fall from 2015 Sublingual Tablet. That will wrap up the 2008 to 2017 Fall retrospective. Hope you all had a great time as I did going through that. Anyhow, point being, last Friday, July 28th, New Facts Emerge just came out on Cherry Red Records. And it's really fascinating, to be quite honest. So check it out, purchase it if you can, and hope things are going okay with The Fall. They actually were supposed to be coming to America in September, which would be the first time in over a decade that they had done that. But really looking at the state of Marquis Smith and whatnot, don't know if that seems like a real possibility. I was talking to someone earlier who was contemplating the fact that this is likely that they're there for the first time in a long time, legitimate chance this might be the last one that we get from The Fall. And so do with that information what you will. For the rest of the show, the last quarter of the show or so, I'm going to play some songs that I just think are related. And a lot of friends of the program The Fall has continually come up as a topic. So I'm going to start with a band from Montreal called Ott, who I've interviewed on the show before and played many times on the show. And I'm going to start with a song from their record, Sun Coming Down, called The Combo. Here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm
was the closing track of the new album from Vancouver band Peace, the album that came out posthumously called Magic Cities, came out earlier this year. Song was Somewhere You're There. Before that was Night Bust, FKA Night Bus, trio of avant-garde post-punk music from here in Vancouver. Big fall fan, at least, frontman of that band. Had a conversation with him at a show once, delving into the mysteries, the wonderful and frightening world. And opening the set was Ought from Montreal, a song called The Combo from their last record, Sun Coming Down. This has all been a fall-related show, I guess, as is every edition of The Burrow here on CITR 101.9. They don't get played every week, but it is truly the basis. It's all that really matters when it comes down to it. It's a reason to exist in the morning. And Fall had a new record come out last Friday. So the first half of the show kind of went through the last decade of the band, decade or so of the band that has been the same consistent lineup. And now playing some friends of the show who I think are relatable to that group. To wrap up the show, just about at the end here before Jade comes on with a little bit of soul. As always, I'm going to play some quicker ones, quicker burners from New Sensei and Channels 3 and 4. Both, again, have friends of the show and have brought fall records or fall clips to play when being on the show. So we're going to hear a song called Tanya from New Sensei's record Sundowning. And then to close the show, we'll hear the song called The Queen by Channel 3 and 4 from their Christianity LP. And Jesse Taylor of Channel 3 and 4, a fall fanatic, was just messaging me earlier about the 500 plus bootleg live concerts that he has in his archive of The Fall. And so fittingly, I'll close out this episode with a Channels 3 and 4 song. So this is Tanya by New Sensei, and then we'll hear the Queen by Channels 3 and 4. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM.